Well, I'm going to have to level with you. Siamese twins ain't the easiest sell I've ever had.
We're not Siamese. We're American.
Bob and Walter Tenner are joined at the hip. Literally, they're conjoined twins who, rather than risk surgery that could cost one of them his life, have chosen to stay together. Well, actually, they have no choice but to stay together. So when aspiring actor Walt, played by Greg Kinnear, decides he wants to leave their Massachusetts home to give Hollywood a try, Bob, played by Matt Damon, reluctantly has to go along.
What am I going to do? You could be my stunt double.
Damon, who shares a screenwriting Oscar for Good Will Hunting and has distinguished himself in such dramas as Saving Private Ryan and The Talented Mr. Ripley, admits he was concerned for his career when his agent called about playing a conjoined twin in Stuck on You.
Yeah, there was that. I think there was a long pause after the pitch, and I said, has it come to this? but I think once I read the script and I laughed through the script and I thought it was a really sweet movie, and talking to Pete and Bobby about what they wanted to do with it, it was pretty much a no-brainer.
Pete and Bobby are the Farrelly brothers who collaborate on both writing and directing their movies. And the other half of the twins, Greg Kinnear, says working with them was the big attraction for him.
I just think they're a really individual and very clear voice in terms of directors. And I've always tried to look for interesting directors or ones who stand out. And you know, some different people are going to like different movies that they make, I think. And not everyone agrees always with their sense of humor. But no one questions the individuality and originality of the kinds of stories that they tell. And I think that that's unique in a town where there's a lot of homogenized stuff coming out. You don't get that. This isn't going to be the kind of movie where you go, oh, not this story again.
We'll try anything, but we really don't know where it's going to work and where it's not. And some of the stuff you try, it just doesn't work, but the audience eventually tells us.
Bobby Farrelly says he and brother Peter always try to find a good heart in their stories and characters, and in this film, they even avoid the raunchier elements that have marked their earlier comedies.
I think we're losing a little off our fastball. But it looks like we're growing, so we're going to run with that angle.
The Farrelly brothers do not have the physical connection of their Stuck on You leads, but Bobby Farrelly says they have been a bit surprised by suggestions that it is their most autobiographical film.
After we made this movie and showed it to our friends, they were saying, it's great. You guys finally made a movie about yourselves. And we're like, huh? They said, oh, that's you. That's you two guys. And we started thinking, there are some similarities. You know, we're very close and we do everything together and all that. It was all unintentional, though. We didn't think for, hey, let's do this because it's close to what we're like.
They do have a lot of fun poking fun at Hollywood types, especially the pampered, spoiled diva with pop music icon and Oscar-winning actress Cher playing herself, much to her surprise.
I'm hot! Do you hear me? I am hot! Look what it says here, Howard. Okay, who's hot, who's not? Cher, red hot! Why am I doing this lame TV show when I should be doing movies?
Going into this project, I didn't know I was playing myself. In the script, it just says actress. And my agent was smart enough not to say they want you to play yourself. So our first meeting was a little bit strange because they were talking about one thing and I was talking about something different. It took us a long time to figure out that we weren't talking about the same thing.
In the end, though, Cher says the heart of the comedy and its underlying theme of what makes a relationship won her over. And it was something co-star Eva Mendes was happy to find in her character, a vapid would-be starlet named April.
I had a lot of people to draw from for her. She's extremely stereotypical in a way. I mean, she does the really fake dark tan that she works on and the really, really blonde highlights. But what makes her different and what contradicts all that is the fact that she's such a good heart and she's so honest about her feelings and there's an innocence there about her.
Oh my God, I'm an actor too.
Oh yeah?
You're an actor?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I want to be one. Right now, I'm just kind of a lingerie model.
Oh, my God, so am I.
No, he isn't. Hey, you guys are stuck together.
Stuck on You is filled with the Farrelly brothers' signature sight gags, and in what's become another of their trademarks, and perhaps the best example of the good heart in their comedies, the cast includes a number of actors with physical or mental disabilities playing everyday characters who share in the humor but are not the objects of the jokes. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.